I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about why it was a mistake for Black people to support Standing Rock. As usual, I got a lot of feedback from that, text and email. So thank you for those that wanted to continue that conversation. And let me tell you where you can find me, because if you haven't heard it, you need to hear that. You can find me at podomatic.com under Society and Culture. You can also find me at iTunes under the category Personal Journals. You can find me at We Ain't Scared. You can also find me at Ferocious Talk. And also, weaintscared.com will be back up online in the next couple of weeks. And then also ferociousforflint.com. You can check that out as well. Of course, Black Lives Matter. Please keep doing what you're doing. All we're saying is we're not better than you. We're not worse than you. We are equal. That shouldn't be a hard concept to grasp. But yet, here we are in 2017 begging adults to get that simple concept. But anyway, I digress. So today's topic, man, boy, I tell you, Bill Maher helped to come up with this topic for this week. He really put his foot in his mouth, as they say, screwed the pooch by making a racial joke on his show. So I said, well, I know I'm not the first person to ever have this conversation or discuss this topic. I won't be the last, but I felt like my two cents needed to be deposited in this particular bank of discussion. So that's the topic. It's the N-word. The N-word. So it's sure to get a lot of people talking, which is the whole point. You know, this word, and I have quite a few pages of notes here, more than usual, but that word is one word in the English language that no matter when it is brought up, it causes a lot of emotions. And let me tell you, I will be saying the word on this show, not for shock value. So if you are uncomfortable hearing it and you don't want to subject yourself to the lesson or the discussion, you might want to turn it off now. I'll say it a few times, but it's for emphasis. So again, allow me to set this up just a bit. About a week ago, Bill Maher used the N-word or nigga in a conversation, or should I say nigger, right? In a conversation that he was having with a white male politician on his show on HBO. The context of the comment came when the politician asked if Bill would be open to working in the fields, i.e. canvassing the community to get out the vote for this particular politician for his campaign, to which Bill replied, "I, sir, am a house nigger," right? Now, the issue with that is this. One, it's a slap in the face because, it's the idea that a white male could ever be a house nigger, right, when they were the ones owning slaves. Two, because he is light-skinned or white-skinned, he's saying, I wouldn't be in the fields. I would be in the house because of my complexion. So that response, which it should have, caused a major uproar and backlash. And quite honestly, he should have been fired. The show dropped. But it's a white man, and so they can do what they want without any real accountability. But that's another topic. But no white man, no matter how much he speaks out against the injustices perpetrated against Black people, i.e. liberal white men, should ever use that word. I don't care who he is. And I respect the fact that Bill speaks out against racist Republicans and right-wing conspiracies against minorities and Black people, and he's had sex with Black women, but that doesn't make you Black, Bill. It doesn't make you Black. And the fact that he felt so comfortable using it so quickly tells me that he's used it before. And again, according to his former Black girlfriend, he has. So, as I continue, allow me to give the listeners some more backstory between the two words, nigger, ending in ER, and nigga, ending in A. They've come to symbolize two different things. Nigger was used by hateful white men and women during slavery to reference Black people in a negative light, and that's putting it mildly. Nigga, which is a derivative of nigger, is the even more slang version that evolved to mean homie or homeboy or friend, or as in my nigga. Now, I'm not the first, nor will I be the last black person that speaks on these differences in the use of the word, but please be warned, if you're not black, do not attempt this conversation. As they say on TV, do not try this at home. It isn't safe. The N-word represents everything that is evil in America. It represents all the horror that white men perpetrated against black people. It represents the most hateful feelings. It degrades and separates. Now that that's out of the way, first rule about the N-word, first rule about Fight Club, nobody talks about Fight Club. Well, same thing applies. First rule about N-word is nobody but black people can use the N-word. Nobody. I don't care if you're a white rapper, Mexican rapper, Asian rapper, and you grew up in the poorest black hood in America. You do not have a right to use that word. Period. I don't care how cool you are with the brothers or how down you are with the struggle. Your struggle in life has and will never be the same as the 400-year slavery struggle that black Americans faced and still endure to this day in terms of oppression. So stop using the word. Deep breath. Now, let's talk about why black men, in particular, use the word to embrace each other as friend, homie, or homeboy. You know, at some point in the past 40 years, I'm not sure when, but as a group, we decided that we're going to take the N-word and use it to our advantage instead of others, white men, using it to our disadvantage. We put our own spin on it by losing the ER and simply using the letter A, as in nigga. It was at this point that we began embracing each other in a friendly, endearing manner as I said earlier, my nigga. Now, for some, that may be confusing, and for others, it may make sense. But regardless, if you're not black, you do not need to use either. None in any conversation, public or private, because just because you think something is private doesn't mean that's what it is. All right, because you'll undoubtedly F it up and either get your you-know-what beat or embarrassed or lose your job or worse. So, just like you wouldn't encourage kids to play with fire and gasoline, don't go near it. The N-word has, for some black people, brought a closeness, dare I say, a sense of solidarity that even with the harshness of history of the word nigger, that we were able to take the pain of that word and bring some sense of comfort, or dare I say, help us heal, and in a lot of ways make money, right? Hip hop has made millionaires out of black men and women that use that word. So since you don't pay us reparations, we had to find a way to start getting some of it. Now, I'm not suggesting that the N-word and our ability to use it is a form of reparation, but what I am saying is that black people have always had to take something negative and turn it into a positive. And then after it is a positive, then here come the white folks wanting to try to get in on the positivity and make some kind of money. That's a great segue to rap concerts or private parties where rich white people and their kids pay rappers like Flo Rida. Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. Okay. You've probably sung that at every bar mitzvah or white pool party or college fraternity all over the world. All right, you probably even threw an N-word out there, right? There are some songs that are heavily laced with the N-word, right? For the record, it's not okay to repeat it just because you're at a rap concert with a black musician saying the word, put to music. The N-word is always off limits, much like in the same way that you would not use a swastika or make a song about how wonderful Adolf Hitler was and play it at a Jewish synagogue. You wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't do it. Every fiber of your being would lash out at you and scream, this is not a good idea. Right? And it amazes me how non-black people want to do everything black people do except get lynched, murdered by the cops, put in jail, endure extreme poverty, disenfranchised, blackballed for taking a knee at a sporting event, hated by the KKK, castrated, burned alive, put into slavery for 400 years, high unemployment, hated by the world because of the color of our skin. And I'm sure you can add more to that list, but in the end, everybody wants to be black, but nobody wants to be black when it's time to be black. Black people are the most emulated people and stolen from on the planet. There's no other race on the planet that is more creative than we are. None. None. The N-word is one of those words that started off in the hands of hateful white people, and to be honest, it's still used to evoke hateful rhetoric. Nigger, when said by a good old Southern racist white man, can cause the hair on the back of your neck to stand up such a way you ready for a fight. Get her done. It can cause a fight to break out even amongst the most civil people. America has done a great deal of damage to the psyche of the black community. The word is an anchor, right, for that hate. And that's where it rests in America. I should add that Bill Maher owes the entire black community an apology, and to be honest, should resign. But that's not going to happen because most white men run from accountability. They have other white men to protect them. They say one of four things. Oh, it was a joke. Or, oh, it was a metaphor. Or, no, I was just kidding. Or, you took it the wrong way. Or some variation of that. The issue is, we as black people cannot walk into any space and call a bunch of white people peckerwoods, honkies, or crackerhead crackers, or incestuous hillbillies, and there not be a backlash of some sort. We don't get the benefit of the doubt or the option to say, we were just kidding, or it was a joke, or it was hyperbole, it was a metaphor. Come on. No, we don't get that luxury. It would be instant hate and expulsion, and there would be no recovery from it. Martha Dean learned that the hard way, that saying the N-word was dumb. But even she is on her way back financially. Hell, even Mel Gibson shouted out a racial slur or slurs against every group on the planet when he was arrested a few years ago. And even he's making a comeback in the film industry. But a strong black person or black man that speaks out against racist white America and its BS policies that subjugate black people is perceived. I love this one. This one is great. You're so aggressive. Oh, just calm down. You're so aggressive. So aggressive. I'm so aggressive. I'm passionate. I'm upset. I'm angry. Or they say, oh, you're pro-black. Or you're militant. You're a troublemaker. That's always a good one. You're loud, disruptive. Oh, you're just trying to divide. That's all you're doing. You're just dividing as if America didn't do it first. See, black people defending ourselves is always a problem. Okay, like when we want to solve problems, our first inclination is, what other problem can we throw on top of this problem? It's stupid. We're not looking for problems. We're looking for solutions. The issue is black people telling white people what they can or cannot do has always been an issue. A black man telling a white man you cannot use the N-word is counterintuitive to their psychology, since it means that white man will have to respect that black man and respect his wishes not to be disrespected by that same white man. And let's be honest, white men in America are not used to being told by black people what to do. They hate it. They resist it. They fight it because they've been brainwashed into believing that they are more superior. This is why so many white men had a problem with Obama as president, because they had never had a black boss before and it was foreign to them. And so I'm certain for my white male listeners, ask yourself, have you ever had a black male boss that you had to say yes, sir, and no, sir, and I'll get right on that, sir? Probably not. The N-word is literally black people versus white people and our ability to take back something negative that white people put on black people. This topic will never go away. Every generation will be discussing it in some form or another until America comes to terms with its racial past and its hatred, and it apologizes and pays some form of reparations. It will continue being a hot button issue. So, in closing, white people, unless you want a mouthful of teeth from a black person that does not give a damn about your ignorance on the topic, it's best that you keep the word nigger and nigga out your mouth. Good talk. Well, I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1, and we ain't scared.